Good evening and welcome to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. This is your fortnightly dose of goth, industrial, electronic and alternative music brought to you by myself, Nigel, here in the studio on my own. And, the show is going to be a combination of music and some information and, you know, news and things going on, gigs, clubs, all that kind of stuff, a little bit later in the show. But generally, music. And I started the show there tonight with Assemblage 23 with The Noise Inside My Head from the latest album, Bruise, which is still a storming track. I'm not sure why I haven't played more of that, but it's great stuff. And that's pretty much it. I'm going to carry on with some tunes, I think. Here's something new.
Thank you. was nothing, but then you feel the fire. It builds from just a feeling, but then you need to stir. You don't know where it came from, and you thought you wouldn't dare. You don't know what will happen, and you don't know if you care. Do you see that?
You are still listening to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. That was Continues with Lost Life, the Imperative Reaction remix. And that is one of them bands. Continues is one of them bands I have kept meaning to buy more stuff of and currently haven't. So that's a regret at the moment. I really should get my hands in on more Continues stuff. Something about the, I don't know, the voice, the production, it just all works for me. Similarly, Mind in a Box, Certainty, from their Dreamweb album a couple of years ago. Brilliant band live, and I can't actually say the same for them. I can't say that I need to buy more of their stuff, because I don't think they've got any more stuff. I believe I own everything they've released, which is good and bad. I'm still just waiting for more. If they're ever going to do more, that would be brilliant. And before that, I said I was playing you something new. I don't know if you recognised it. It is indeed How to Destroy Angels, the Trent Reznor side project with his wife and a couple of other folk. And there has been a release of the Omen EP by them this week. I think that came out on Tuesday. I've not really had a great listen to it, like just one, maybe two, twice. These kind of things with kind of the chilled out kind of ambient sound to them, they can take a few listenings to kind of worm their way into your head and, you know, work out the quality and stuff. But on first listen, it sounds good. It's quite a departure from Nine Inch Nails with still that similar sound. You can tell Trent's involved, but it's, you know, a different direction. Nine Inch Nails 2 or something, you know it's a different lineup, you know it's a slightly different concept, and it's pretty good. I'll come back to that more in a future show, hopefully, and let you know if there's any more tracks on there you really need to hear, and whether it holds up to my current thinkings. All right, at this point in the show, I usually run down the news, things that you need to know about, and the first one was How to Destroy Angels has released their EP. But the details you also need to know. If you go to store.destroyangels.com, you can purchase it. You can purchase it digitally for, I think, $5. Which is about £3.15, depending on the exchange rate. And you can also buy physical copies. You can buy it from places like iTunes. You can get in all the usual outlets. But one place you can get a digital copy is from store.destroyangels.com, which is the How to Destroy Angels web store. What else? We have Resistance news. Uberbyte have been announced for Resistance Festival, which is kind of good news. I've seen them already a couple of times this year. They're great lads. They've got an interesting new sound going on, very club-friendly sound. Be great to see live. Like I say, I've seen them live a couple of times. Once the crowd's got going, they're a lot of fun. So good for the local-ish lads from, I'm not quite sure where they're based. I think it's near Sheffield. I don't think it is Sheffield. Certainly South Yorkshire-ish. So good on them. I think there's one more headliner to be announced for Resistance, but we aren't being told that yet. Also for Resistance is a band called Voster, V-O-S-T-E-R, which I'd never heard of. And apparently that's not surprising, because the Resistance Festival will be their worldwide debut gig. It's Scott from Ivadensphere, along with Jamie from ESA, making high-energy club music. So it'll be great to hear what those two nutters are able to come up with between them. That could be completely bonkers. Looking forward to seeing that anyway, and hearing some Voster material. And finally, Nachmar have released a track from their forthcoming album. I believe it's a free download. It's called Ich Bin, and it's available from their SoundCloud page. So if you go to soundcloud.com/Thomas-Rayner, you will see Nachmar's Ich Bin on there as a free download. I think I've got that with me, so I'll play you that later in this show. I've not really planned what I'm playing on this show, but I know I've got that with me. I did actually plan to play you some Uberbyte, but I seem to have had a CD failure in the meantime, so I'll save that for the next show. But yes, apologies for a CD somehow becoming ill, let's say, and it's unable to play some Uberbyte for you tonight. Yeah, that's about it for the news. As usual, drop me a line if you know of news and you want people to know about it. Maybe it's an upcoming gig, maybe it's a release, maybe it's just a new band. drop me a line. Go to bcbradio.co.uk and find the Dark Assimilation Show, and there should be something you can click there to communicate with me. But for the time being now, I think it's back to the tunes. And I've got queued up a band I don't know too much about, but they're very good. Here's some Stochastic Theory.
Okay, let's go, we've done this all before. If you could just move a little, just a few feet more, then you'd be there, yeah, you'd be there. You'd be on the other side, where the people talk like people and the runners cannot hide. It's a deficit of trust. If you wanna overcome, you know you must open up, settle in, find the motion to begin. You either execute maneuvers or you're paralyzed again. I can show this, I can throw this all the way. Yeah, I know this, so let's go. This thing won't last another day. You gotta carpe diem, 'cause no one will set you free until you push and pull and find the key to what you gotta say.
still listening to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. You heard their Clicks with A New Way from their album Machineries. I do like Clicks, and I recommend people to go and find their stuff out. They're one of them bands that was hovering under the radar a bit and then didn't really do a proper release for their album, but just went and released it themselves, which is good. I believe that's available from their Bandcamp page, so go onto Bandcamp and search for Clicks, and I'm sure you'll find that. I think I've read that one out before. Before that, we had IMX with Nightlife. I do love that track. It's very moody, but in the right way, in a good dancey way. And before that, we had Stochastic Theory with Hold Up from their latest album, The Next Last Time. And now it's time to run down gigs, clubs and stuff in general that's happening in the localish area. And to start with this week, we have on Friday the 16th of November, Chameleons of Vox, supported by Berlin Black at the Fibbers in York. Tickets are £12, doors are 7:30, and more information can be found at fibbers.co.uk or the Berlin Black website, which is trashvoguerecords.com. Following that, Saturday the 17th of November, there is the Wendy House, as usual, on the third Saturday of the month. That's at Leeds University Student Union. Their tickets on the door cost £5, and it runs from 10 p.m. till 3 a.m. There's two big rooms. There's the, there's one big room and one average size room. There's the main room, which is goth, rock, alternative, cheese, pop, a bit of everything goes on in there. And then there's the smaller Mutate room, which is kind of more hard dance, industrial, electro-y stuff. And it's all very good, and more information can be found at www.thewendyhouse.org. Now, the weekend after that, we have, again, over in Leeds, a night called Kerosene at the library in Leeds. It's a industrial night brought to you by those fine folk who bring you the Flock Nights. And in very much the Flock formula of an evening, it is some bands followed by a club night. And you can pay and see the bands and you're in for the club night as well, or you can just come for the club night. It's up to you. And the bands this time are Seidel, Speculus and Dawn of Elysium. Seidel are lovely Japanese cybery industrialists, which are just they're a bit bonkers. I've seen them a couple of times and they're very good and well worth getting along for. Doors are 7 p.m. and the first band is on at 7:30, and tickets in advance should cost you £5. But if you don't fancy the gig but still want an industrial club night of all genres of industrial, the Kerosene Club Night runs from 10 p.m. till 2 a.m. That's £4 in before midnight, and details for the whole shebang can be found at sheepish.net/live. Following that, on Thursday the 29th, the Damned are back around playing the O2 Academy in Leeds. Tickets are slightly expensive, £20 plus booking fee, which normally adds up to £2 or £3 these days. And more information about that can be found at o2academyleeds.co.uk. It's just amazing seeing some of these bands who, you know, you remember playing kind of sitting sawdusty type pubs. They've done the whole proper, you know, gigging thing. They haven't been invented and gone straight to number one or charts or doing massive gigs. No, they did the proper touring thing. And now they're playing places like O2 Academy, which is great. But it's a shame when the ticket price goes up and you remember that paying, you know, a fiver to these bands years and years ago. Oh, well, I guess the value of a fiver has varied over the years as well, so that's probably parallel. Following that, I'm diversing and digressing. Following that, on Saturday the 1st of December, Rhombus are recording a live album at the library in Leeds. This is part of the Flock Club Night, so the general Flock formula of some bands followed by a club night, and this is at the library in Leeds, like the Flock usually is. And Rhombus are there. They're recording a live album, so they're going to try and record this gig, so it should be a good gig. And they've got support from a band called Dead Eyes Opened. More information can be found from the usual Facebook event, so if you search for Flock or Rhombus on Facebook, you'll find the information, or if you go to sheepish.net/live. And finally, I've got in my little diary in front of me, on Friday the 14th of December, so skipping ahead a little bit, Carpe Noctem at the Gasworks in Bradford, this irregularly regular night, has returned again, again with a bunch of bands, again with free entry. And the bands this time are Berlin Black, Distorted Pictures and Big Snakes Mystery Orchestra. More information at gothupnorth.co.uk. So, you know, free gigs, pay for gigs, interesting stuff going on. Like usual, let me know if there's anything I've missed that you think I should be reading out. And I think it's time for more tunes. What have I got lined up? Oh, I've got that Nekmar lined up. You know, that I mentioned earlier in the show saying, ooh, there's a free track you can download. It's a free track. It's from their forthcoming album, Veni Vidi Vici, and it's called Ich Bin.
Verdammt, vergöttert, erfolglos, die Wahrheit. never claimed to be brave. This moment seems so far away. Then I see you. As we stand on broken ice, never afraid of falling through. When I see you.
You have been listening to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. What did you just hear there? Well, there you heard Icon of Coil with Perfect Sex from their forthcoming album, sounding very much like Icon of Coil always ever did. So, good news for people who like that sound. Probably disappointing some of the Commie Christ likers, but really, I think a lot more people like the Icon of Coil sound. So, it's good to hear that back. Of course, I played that on the show before, but haven't played it in a few weeks, so I thought I'd dig that out again. And it's kind of growing on me a little bit more than it used to. So, let's see how that goes. Let's see what happens from Icon of Coil. Before that, we had XP8 with The Wound That Won't Heal, the People Theatre Panzer mix, and that's from the We Are Legion Deathwatch Asia compilation album, which I think I mentioned last show, which is a free download. So if you go to the DWA Digital website, the Deathwatch Asia Digital download site, you can grab that for 0 pence. And before that, we had Nakmar with Ich Bin from Veni Vidi Vicky. From their forthcoming album, in fact. So that's an idea of what their forthcoming album will sound like. No idea on any more information on that forthcoming album, but like Icon of Coil, it's an indicator of what the album's going to sound like. Right, I'm running out of time for tonight. I've got time to just play you one more track. I'm going to leave you with Grendel. This is Harsh Generation. I'll be back in a fortnight. Good night.
Unleashed.